Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We love to bring you Chicago history from time to time here. And the Palmer House Hilton is celebrating its 150th anniversary. And with us is the general manager, David Lane, and Dean Lane, rather. Dean, I, as a kid, would go downtown with my dad. He was a furrier. He was in the Loop for many years, and it wasn't a lot of fun hanging out at the fur place. But he loved the Palmer House, and I still remember being in awe of that fabulous lobby, and it's back and beautiful and greater than ever now, isn't it?
It's been incredibly exciting. We reopened our doors on June 17th, just in time to celebrate our 150th anniversary.
And now, for a while, it was closed for more than a year, right? You were scrubbing it, and were you doing a lot of remodeling?
We were. We did a lot of work on the hotel in just preventive maintenance. We ushered in a $2.2 million swimming pool. We created a new Lockwood Express outlet. So, you know, it afforded us the opportunity to do a lot of repair work and improvements to the hotel.
The Palmer House is the second largest hotel in Chicago after the Hyatt Regency, and it's on Monroe between State and Wabash. And the original one burned down in the Chicago fire, didn't it?
Yes. You know, the story of the Palmer House began as an extravagant wedding gift from Potter Palmer to his new wife, Bertha Palmer, in 1871. Only 13 days after its grand opening, the Palmer House sadly fell victim to the Great Chicago Fire, but was rebuilt on November 8, 1873, making, you know, really marking the opening of what would become the nation's most iconic and famed hotels.
I love the history, especially those stories. For example, the brownie invented there, wasn't it?
It was. In 1893, at the request of Bertha Palmer, she was hosting some of the world women's leaders, and she wanted a confection that would really dazzle the audience. So she marched into the Palmer House kitchen and commissioned the chef to create something unusual, and gave the chef, the Palmer House chef, about 10 days. So at the conclusion of the 10 days, she walked into the kitchen, and there was a big brown sheet cake. She took a bite, and she said, "This is amazing." And she asked the chef, "You know, what do I call it?" And the chef kind of looked at her quizzingly and said, "You know, you told me to make something, not name it, and put on the spot, brown sheet cake." First thing came out of his mouth was brownies, and it stuck. And the first reference to the brownie appeared in the Sears and Roebuck catalog in 1898. So it really took off from there.
And the hotel has 1,641 rooms and a pretty amazing spa. Is that open for business again?
Yes. Our Balance Wellness and Fitness Spa is open again. It's great to have the spa open with the swimming pool. And we have a state-of-the-art fitness center as well.
The history of the Palmer House is so interesting. What do you have in the hotel for visitors to check out if they want to explore more of that history?
Well, that's great. So part of the year-long celebration is we do have a program called "If These Walls Could Talk," guided. You know, it's a self-guided engagement tour and discover the lesser-known facts and make Instagrammable moments, complete the challenge, share photos from the tour with the front desk, and then you get a chance to win a gift. But there's so much to see. We have, you know, obviously the world-famous Palmer House ceiling, the Tiffany Angels, the Belle Rofond sculptures, Romeo and Juliet at our entrance, the Peacock Doors, just to name a few. So there's a lot for our guests to see.
What happened to the old nightclub that used to be there, the famous Empire Room?
Oh, the Empire Room is still there and it's still operation. We just had a wedding there on Saturday night. So you can walk into the Empire Room if we don't have guests in there or an event and walk around and see that amazing room.
You had some pretty famous performers in that room over the years, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh. You know, a lesser known fact is Liberace was discovered in that room.
Doing what?
He was playing the piano when he was 17 years old,
and
which is amazing.
Sinatra was there, and Judy Garland, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Harry Belafonte. It was quite something, and that I didn't know it, that the room is still there.
It is still there, and it really hasn't changed that much. The ceiling and the chandeliers look the same as they did in the 1930s and the 1940s. So it's a popular stop from visitors that aren't even staying at our hotel that come in and marvel at the Empire Room. So you can see in its original splendor.
I bet. You know, I mean, it's so great that it's been given a new life, because you walk through there and there is no other hotel like it probably in the world. And it's so much a part of the fabric of what makes Chicago great. I love the old downtown. I mean, North Michigan Avenue is nice, but the city of Chicago, to me, it's all about what the Palmer House is.
Well, thank you. And you know, what's interesting is, as part of the 150th anniversary, we went into our archive room and we really, really pulled out some old literature, old artifacts, and those are going to be on display really December 8th. We're going to have a really, really interesting archive display. But some of the things we found in there going back to the 1930s and 1940s is the location of the Palmer House, ideally situated in the Loop. We had prominent advertising in Time Magazine and others. But it was always the ideally situated in the heart of the Loop. And that's one of the great advantages of where that hotel is situated, is it doesn't require a cab ride. Mm-hmm. You know, we are literally 800 feet from the Art Museum, from Millennium Park, from the Theater District, from State Street. It doesn't require a cab ride. So everything is very conveniently accessible at the Palmer House.
Yeah, if you haven't been there, check it out between State Street and Wabash Avenue. Here's the only thing I don't like about the Palmer House and the Palmer House history, Dean. The story that is true about Potter Palmer, the Chicago businessman who helped develop State Street, he gave the hotel to Bertha Palmer, a young socialite. She would become Bertha Palmer, and it was to show his love and admiration for her. He gifted her with this wedding gift, the Palmer House, setting a terrible precedent for all the rest of us married men. Other than that, I'm all good with the Palmer House.
What a generous gift. Yeah, and she was quite a force of nature herself in Bertha Palmer. She amassed the largest French Impressionist art collection that you can see in the Chicago Art Museum in the world. And so it's really exciting, you know, the history of Bertha Palmer herself and her impact on the city of Chicago.
Dean Lane, General Manager at the Palmer House Hilton, thanks for filling us in on all the great Chicago history, Dean, and congratulations on the 150th anniversary celebration. Keep it going, will you?
We will. Thank you, Bob, for having me on.